Connor, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
Well, Connor, I came across your wonderful writing in the Business Post last weekend, A Hidden Gem by the Med. This was a wonderful article and a great insight for people who are looking at going to a holiday destination.
Yes, indeed. It's I was writing there about a place called Argelès-sur-Mer, which is right down on the pocket close to the border with Spain on the Mediterranean coast.
So I suppose the first thought would come to my mind, how did you find this particular spot?
Well, for me personally, I guess, you know, I write a lot about France because I've got my own online publication called toutelafrance.ie, which is, so I spend a lot of time sort of exploring all the various areas and regions of France and writing for that and for various other publications. And in this occasion, I suppose, I'd sort of seen an awful lot of the Mediterranean coast in France, and this was one area which I wasn't familiar with at all, really. Along with the family, we sort of did our own tour and took the ferry across over to France and drove from Brittany all the way down at different points along the way. And we went down to the Mediterranean coastline beside Spain there.
It sounds fab, and it sounds so ideal for a family holiday. So let's start the beginning of this journey when somebody's thinking of taking the car and going down to France with the kids, and all the things you need to do and the help that you can get at these stopovers on the way. Because when I spoke to you yesterday, you told me things that I had no idea about. So let's go back to leaving Ireland and taking the boat over. You travelled from Cork with Brittany Ferries to Roscoff.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we went that route because it's most convenient for us. And of course, you know, you've got an awful lot of you've an awful lot of choice now. There's about five or six routes altogether going from Ireland to France, more than you've ever had. But we took the Cork-Roscoff route. You kind of arrive at 7 in the morning when you take that route. It's a very nice ship, by the way. It's a really, really good, you know, it is a pleasure to go on. But you're starting early in the morning, and it is about 10 hours altogether to get down as far as the likes of Argelès-sur-Mer.
Well, really, just to catch you there, you're travelling through the whole of France.
You are, yeah. You're travelling pretty much the full length of the country, and it is it's a long country, which you kind of realise when you get there. It's 10 times the size of Ireland. But the good thing is that you've got a fantastic road system. You've got motorway virtually almost from door to door, actually, when taking that route.
And is that expensive at the tolls to, you know, go through each toll on the way down?
It is, and it gets more expensive the further south you go. Yeah, there's a number of different companies, you see, which run these tolls, and the Autoroute du Sud, I think it is, that covers that area there, would be among the more expensive. But when you're starting off, actually, when you're going through Brittany, for some reason it goes back to an old law going back to the time of Queen Anne, I think, of Brittany. There are no tolls on roads in Brittany. So you can only go 110 kilometres an hour as opposed to 130 kilometres an hour because they're not fully motorways. But once you get out of Brittany, then it gets expensive. But you would typically spend around 30 euros on tolls going that journey.
Oh, well, that's not so bad. I thought it'd be more. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not so bad.
So it's a lot of tolls, though, when you think about it, isn't it?
It is. It's a fair bit, you know. It's still worth it simply because if you need to make time, then, you know, there's no other option. You can go through the nice N roads, and some of them are very, very good. But you just won't make the
program. Yeah, because you're covering huge mileage here. Now, tell me, these stopovers on the way down, I was really intrigued at the facilities that you can avail of when you stop over for a cup of coffee.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, they're known as AIRES, A-I-R-E-S, and they really are superb. I mean, we just don't quite have the equivalent, or at least not in the numbers that you do in France. And, you know, you can pull in. There's even the more basic ones will always have a good picnic site where you can sit down at a table. They'll have dustbins, which are regularly emptied. You know, the grass will be cut. They're very well maintained. You have washing up facilities. You know, you'll always have a big basin for washing up where you can do the job properly. And in the better ones, in the bigger ones, then on the motorways, you'll also have, you'll typically have good toilet facilities, which you have in all of them, but you'll even have shower facilities as well.
Yeah, so that's fantastic, because I do read at the beginning of your article, when you're travelling, you know, sweat it silently in the 32 degrees heat.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure on the way down, maybe, you know, a shower would help liven you up again to continue this long journey.
Yeah, it would. I mean, I remember the first couple of hours doing that one, the 10-hour stint that I did before. The first couple of hours, I really began to wonder, was I ever going to make it, you know, because I was so tired. But I just find that if you stop and have a coffee, it works for me anyway.
Yeah.
And
also, I suppose, if you want to break the journey on the way down so that you can see other places, you know, and then arrive at your destination 2 days later or whatever.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I mean, that's what we did on the first year. You know, we stopped over, we visited Nantes and also Bordeaux along the way. But there are always great places to get off the motorway as well. You know, if you do a little bit of research online, something like the Rough Guide is particularly good, I think, for finding these little spots that are just worth a quick visit. I remember one time we were taking route up from Toulouse and going back up to the ferry again. And we found this little place which had the original, you know, it was only a small village and it was just off the motorway, and it had the original sort of arch doorway, a Gothic arch doorway. It was the very original one, you know, that's copied in so many other places.
Yeah, wow. So
little things like that, you know.
Absolutely.
It's France is full of those kind of places.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the accommodation and this idyllic spot for a family holiday.
Yes, well, the accommodation in Argelès-sur-Mer, there's a huge choice of it, and it's mostly centred on sort of campsite accommodation. Now, we had been to a couple of places, a couple of campsites there in Argelès, and there's quite a strong Irish contingent there. And the first one, I'm just struggling to remember the name of it, but I mean, it was one of the Eurocamp sites.
Okay.
They have they're right. That one is right in the centre of the village in Argelès. So you literally walk out the door of the campsite, and you're really in amongst the whole lot of it. It's very, very lively in the evening. You've got the kind of streets are like a sort of a bazaar like atmosphere. Plenty of shops, ice cream parlours, all that kind of thing.
Is this the one called the Hippo Camp?
No, the Hippo Camp is slightly outside of the centre of the village. The first one is called. Damn it! Now
Don't worry. We'll come back to it. Or we'll have it actually up on our website, and I'm sure anybody looking for more details from you anyway, you have a super website so they can go on and do their research with you.
Yes, indeed, but the Hippo Camp then was even more Irish orientated. The Hippo Camp site is across the road from another sister site as well, which is called Les Sirènes. And the Hippo Camp is a slightly smaller one, but they're the same people that own them, so once you've access to all the facilities in both. And the Hippo Camp one was a smallish campsite, but still had good swimming pool facilities and slides and stuff. I was surprised to find so many Irish there already there, having made a marathon journey down the length of France. There was so many Irish there that they were even showing GAA matches at the pub there.
Wow! So which site did you stay in?
We stayed in the Hippo Camp.
Right, and would you recommend this for families?
I would definitely, because it has pretty much all the facilities that you want right in the campsite. So for children, you know, and for even adults and slightly bigger children, you've got, you know, the slides and the swimming pool and that. And then it's because it's small, relatively small, you know, it's fairly quiet. Then across the road, you've got the larger one, which is called Les Sirènes, and there you have even better facilities. It's just a much bigger slide park and water park there, which has actually been upgraded for this summer. And they also have shows as well, you know, on a couple of nights a week.
Actually, the kids would love all that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they're very good. And I mean, we went to see one or two of them, and they're of a very good, superb production for the, you know.
Yeah. And what sort of money are we talking about in these campsites? Roughly,
I suppose you'd be talking about, you know, it varies depending on what you're going for and what sort of, you know, if you want air conditioning or if you want, for example, some of the sites, what they do now in Argelès is you can even have a hot tub as well.
Wow, so I mean the facilities are super.
The facilities are absolutely brilliant, yeah.
And the area is, you'd really recommend?
Yes, I would, because you've got the best of both worlds. I mean, a lot of the Mediterranean in France can be somewhat overcrowded, can be somewhat overpriced. But just there, it's a place that actually had no tourists up until the 1970s, all that stretch there between Arles-sur-Mer and up into Perpignan. And it was a marshy place full of mosquitoes and just fishing, really, and that's all that was there. So it's because it's relatively new, I wouldn't say it's completely undiscovered, but the crowds there are just an awful lot thinner than you'd find on other parts of the Mediterranean, say.
Yeah, so that would open up a lot of, you know, months during the year, for example, August, which can be packed, or July. You know, Maybe somewhere like this won't be as busy. Let's talk about your website that you have and your toutelafrance.ie.
Yeah. Well, toutelafrance.ie, which is about TOOT, it's a play on words, and the logo has a guy announcing news and tooting a horn. It's really, I suppose, the idea was to cater for the kind of growing minority of people in Ireland who are interested in all things French, from travel to news, cinema, food and wine, that haven't been catered for up to now. And so really it's a mixture of news, views, interviews, food, wine, and a very big amount of travel content as well.
So if anybody's looking this summer to travel to France, this is one of the sites that certainly I would recommend that people go to, because it's not coming from the suppliers, it's actually coming from somebody who knows a lot about, you know, France itself.
Yeah, exactly. It's coming, it's a very much an Irish perspective, and I suppose translating and telling people what is going on in France and where the best places to go. You know, for example, like, we know there's a lot of information on markets. A lot of people like to go to markets. It's one of the highlights of visiting France. And we've a market guide, which is sort of adding to every week, and a map as well, an interactive map, Google map, that people can have a look and see where are the markets and what opening times are, where they're going.
Well, that's absolutely brilliant. Conor Parr, that's been absolutely super interview. I really love the idea of bringing something different to the Irish market, the hidden gem by the Med. Conor Parr, journalist and author, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.